And joining us on the phone now is Patriots veteran defensive back Jonathan Jones. Jonathan Jones is presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipe lining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan Jones, appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Now that the dust has settled from, I'm assuming, what was sort of a painful loss on Saturday, just where did that leave you feeling with one game to go on what has been a difficult season?
Yeah, it was tough, especially coming off of, you know, how hard we fought going out to Buffalo and competing with those guys and thinking that we had picked up some momentum and then, you know, coming out, you know, obviously on Saturday and not even coming anywhere close to looking like the same team. So it was definitely tough.
John, we've talked to you about leadership, and you're not necessarily a vocal leader all the time. But I think it was Drake May talked about you addressed the team post-game. Was that true? Why'd you feel the need to say that? And sort of what was your message?
So I just kind of spoke, you know, to the team. I was just saying, you know, those were two quality playoff teams that we had played the two previous weeks. And just you look at the results of them, the answer is obviously us. You know, we went out to Buffalo, like I said, and fought hard. And I felt like, you know, we were on it. We knew what to do. And then you come out the next week and just kind of, you know, don't show up, you know, in no area of the game. And so just kind of telling the team, you know, that's the NFL. And you know, every week they're good quality teams. I don't know if, you know, we kind of understood, you know, how the Chargers are going to come out and just kind of implications of what that game meant for them and, you know, how hard they were going to come out.
Jonathan, I want to ask you about Ladd McConkey's 40-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter. You were in coverage there, but it looked to me from the outside view that you might have been expecting safety help on that play. Was that the case? Was there a miscommunication there in the defensive backfield or no?
I wouldn't say a miscommunication. I just think, you know, a certain call that we called to an adjustment that we made, I kind of looked at it a little bit different. It's something we talked about today. But just can't give up those plays, those explosive plays of, you know, in the game. Yeah, it was a tough play to give up in the game.
Sure, and I want to follow up on that because there's been a few instances this year, whether it was that play, DK Metcalf's 56-yard touchdown, Debo Samuel had the 53-yard deep catch, of course, Cooper Kupp's 69-yard touchdown. So there's been some times you guys have given up explosive touchdown plays or deep catches. Do you think, is it a communication issue? Is a guy seeing things the same way? I mean, why do you think, from your eyes, that this has happened several times this year?
No, I think two of those were kind of on blitz plays that, you know, they offense schemed up a good job of being able to get protection at the same time while we're trying to blitz. So I think there's a plethora of things, you know, whether it be, you know, a good play call on them with the defense they were in or, you know, us just not making plays. And so I think the combination of those two things has just led to that with those, you know, plays in the season.
Is it safe to say you left that matchup with some respect for Ladd McConkey? He had a pretty impressive day for any receiver, never mind a rookie.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, he's really, really good in their system. I kind of take it back to the Los Angeles game of, you know, their offensive coordinator did a great job of, you know, finding scheming ways of getting him open, and he's a productive player. You can tell that him and the quarterback have very, very good chemistry.
Jonathan, you've had a terrific career here in New England, won multiple Super Bowls. I still remember your work against Tyreek Hill in that 2018 AFC Championship game. It was tremendous. Your contract ends after this season. Have you given any thought to the potential that this Sunday could be your last game as a Patriot?
No, I haven't. You know, coaches always says, you know, that every game could be your last, and that's just how you have to approach football. You know, you see it's a tough game, and so you're trying to approach every game like it could be possibly your last for injury or, you know, guys expect to play football and, you know, get cut and never, you know, play again. And so, you know, just excited to go out there. You know, every game's an opportunity, so I'm excited this Sunday to go out there with my guys and compete.
Apologize asking big picture questions, but I think this is our last time to talk to you this season, the last Patriots Monday. Is retirement a consideration? Do you definitely want to play next year? And would you want to return to New England?
Definitely want to play next year. I think, you know, we'll finish out Sunday and, you know, the off season will come around and you have to have some time. You know, I always remember as a younger player, Coach Belichick would always say, hey, don't make any hasty decisions on retirement. You know, as you're younger, those things don't really, you know, aren't applicable to you. And as you get older, you kind of understand what he means. You know, don't make any rash decisions. Just take time and just let it all pan out. And so, you know, that's what I plan to do is just, you know, get through Sunday, get some time with the family in the off season, tend to some things. And then, you know, I still want to play football. And so, you know, what my future holds, and we'll see.
So as I mentioned before, you've won multiple Super Bowls here. You've been here a long time, and you're one of the few guys, Jonathan, that you are still here and know what that championship standard looks like from those dynasty years. From your perspective as someone that has now been here throughout the Gerard Mayo, Drake May era this season, do you feel like they are on track to getting things back to that championship standard? Are you confident that over time, I'm not saying by tomorrow, but over time they'll be able to turn this around?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it started with getting good players in the building, starting there. And so, you know, having the capital, whether it's through draft or, you know, free agency, you know, get good players in the building and, you know, getting the culture to the way, you know, the leader wants it, you know, Gerard wants it, and just everybody buying into that and, you know, taking it one game at a time. You know, you can't really talk championships until you talk winning games. And so I think the first goal is to start winning games, win the division, and then go from there.
You've been a part of a lot of cheering and big games at Gillette Stadium. Yesterday, we sort of saw and heard the opposite end of that with Fire Mayo chants, booing from the home crowd. As a veteran player, what's your reaction when you hear those things?
I mean, I've honestly seen it all. I could remember as a young player, we'd be winning games, but not by, you know, the fans' expectations, and we'd be getting booed going into halftime. So, you know, it's a part of the sport, you know. Fans pay good money to come out and see us, and they want to see a good product. And, you know, yesterday in this season, we haven't done that. So, you know, I understand, you know, their frustrations and their feelings. But, you know, as a player, I understand, you know, that's a part of it. And like I said, I've been in a situation where we've been winning games and obviously not by enough. And so you get the boos. And so that's a part of the game.
Jonathan, following up on some of those frustrations, I think one thing that surprised a lot of people, myself included this year, is that in a lot of metrics, the defense has been considerably underperforming last year. And I know you mentioned in your previous answer, it starts with getting good players and building from there. From your end, why do you think the defense has not played as well as it did a year ago?
A lot of reasons, if I'm being honest. You know, it's not the same defense. It's not the same players. It's not the same guys, you know, that are out there. It's just not. And so, you know, new coordinator, new everything. And so, you know, to compare this year to last year is kind of, you know, kind of not fair to this year's team because it's a completely different defense, completely different team. I think we try to do a lot of the similar things that we've done in the past. But obviously, you know, with the new coordinator, you're always going to get their new spin on it. And so I think just building on what this year is and seeing the areas of improvement and going from there will be big. But it's kind of hard to, you know, compare teams, you know, from previous years to this year's team.
John, in our business, people talk about draft picks and number one picks and tanking and things of that nature. People are talking about that, quite honestly, this week because right now the franchise holds the number one pick and a loss is needed to secure that. Do you find that type of discussion disrespectful, offensive? Like, what's your reaction to people wanting you guys to maybe lose on Sunday?
No, I understand, you know, their wants for it, but, you know, the guys out there are competitors. You're not going to talk a true competitor into losing for any reason. So, you know, I understand, like you said, from a fan or media perspective of, you know, wanting to lose and, you know, go for the future. But, you know, when you roll the ball out there and you have competitors out there, there's no way you're going to get guys to want to lose.
So speaking of top picks, you guys obviously took Drake May third overall, and he's been starting since the Houston game this season. Jonathan, you've played with five different quarterbacks, including him, all the way back to Tom Brady, of course, and then into Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi. Now, May, how would you assess May's development as a defensive player? Do you feel like he's on the track to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league? Is there certain things you think he needs to continue to work on? Where do you think he's at in your eyes?
No, he's building. Like I said, I've always said I love his confidence. You know, I think it starts there. It's just having the confidence that you can go out and make any play and make every play, and he tries to do that. And so as he gains experience, you know, there's nothing like experience in this league or in anything. And so as he continues to gain experiences and he's seeing the same thing multiple times, he's going to do nothing but get better. And so he has all the attributes you want. You know, he can make all the throws. He's athletic. He's going to be really, really good in this league. You know, he's just going to continue to grow.
Patriots cornerback Jonathan Jones, I want to thank you not just joining us today, but joining us all season. I know it hasn't always been easy to answer these questions coming off losses and poor performances, but you've done it like a true professional, so I wish you luck on Sunday and with whatever the future brings for you.
Oh, man, thank you guys for having me. It's been a tough year, but it's been fun.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. Good luck. See you.
All right, appreciate it.